Chapter 8 A Midsummer Night's Dream. Petrova was nearly 12, and she could start working soon, too. She tried very hard at the dancing school, but she never liked dancing any better. Petrova's favourite day of the week was Sunday. Then she and Mr. Simpson went to the garage and worked on cars all afternoon. Sometimes Mr. Simpson and Petrova saw aeroplanes too. Petrova planned to fly an aeroplane one day. On Petrova's birthday in August, Mr. and Mrs. Simpson took the children, Nana, Sylvia, and Cook on a picnic. After lunch, the girls made their vow. They made it on every one of their birthdays.
"Let's add something to our vow about making money to help Sylvia."
"We three fossils," said Pauline importantly, "vow to put our names in history books and make money for Sylvia."
"We vow," said Petrova and Posy together.
Back at home, there was a letter from Miss J for Pauline and Petrova. She wanted them to audition for parts in A Midsummer Night's Dream the next day. Pauline auditioned and got the part of Peas Blossom. Petrova was very surprised to get the part of Mustard Seed. Petrova often could not say her words right, and sometimes the people at the theatre got angry with her. But Dr. Jakes helped her again. Mustard Seed did not have many words to learn, and sometimes Petrova got time to read her book about aeroplanes at the theatre. One day, Pauline and Petrova got a big surprise. Peas Blossom and Mustard Seed had to learn to fly across the stage. The first night of the performance came, and everyone at home wanted to see it. In bed that night, Pauline, Petrova, and Posy talked about the performance.
"Do you like acting now, Petrova?" asked Pauline.
Petrova liked flying on the stage, but she liked reading about aeroplanes more.
"No, not very much," she said.
"The dancers in the big parts were very good," said Pauline.
"I could dance their parts better than them," said Posy.
"Look!"
Posy started dancing on her bed.
"That's not right," said Pauline. "They did this."
Pauline got up on her bed and she danced too. But she flew off her bed and onto the floor. Nana heard the loud noise and she opened the bedroom door.
"Get into bed, Pauline," said Nana. "Stop dancing and start sleeping."